April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SMOOTH at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SMOOTH. Enjoy.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now. It's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean, premium ingredients in its formulas to grow this quickly. Symbiotica's supplements are made with 100% clean, natural ingredients. There are no seed oils, fillers, additives, artificial ingredients, or natural flavors in their formulas. They come in this convenient pouch that is super easy to travel with, which is perfect for on the go. For men who want more energy, to build more muscle, to get better sleep, and to feel their best so they can perform their best, Symbiotica is for you. Since subscribing to Symbiotica, I've felt more alert and energized. Mineral Shilajit is by far my favorite supplement. It's nutrient-rich, with over 84 essential vitamins that support overall health. This formula is great for men, as it can support reproductive health, boost testosterone, and support the body during stress. I think all men need to try Symbiotica. They are having an awesome promotion right now. You can get 15% off plus free shipping when you start a subscription. Head to CYMBIOTIKA.com and use code START for 15% off plus free shipping when you start a subscription.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard as we discuss Andy, Howie, who deserves the most credit for what this franchise has been the last 20 years, and the top five quarterbacks of all time. I got Brady, Montana, Manning, Mahomes, and Steve Young. We'll get back to all that coming up. But right now, we go out to the guest line, Elliot Shore Parks, who's all set for a trip to Arizona. Elliot, how you doing tonight?
Excited to get to Arizona, man. You're going to be there next week. It's going to be a true football guy week next week in Phoenix.
I would say it's the biggest football guy week of the year, yes. It's going
to
be exciting out there. Elliot,
yeah,
exactly. Before we get to the game and the matchup, I think I heard you, maybe, I forget when it was, but maybe it was during the pregame show, but you were somehow having to buy some new clothes, like some new attire for Phoenix. Have you done it?
So sadly, I have not yet. I did get my hair cut today. So we got that done with. Unfortunately, the game being so far away, I don't have anyone to cut in Phoenix. I had to do it today. Still deciding what suit I'm going to wear. But yes, I will be getting, hopefully, you know, five or six new outfits for next week. Got to look nice. You know, it's going to be Radio Row. It's a Super Bowl. So excited to get that done.
So let me ask you this. So I know you're you're someone who looks nice when you go to the game, right? You wear a suit.
The
other parts of the Super Bowl experience, like Radio Row, Media Night, if you happen to attend any of the parties out there, like what are we talking about? More suits or just some nicer clothes?
Well, Joe, if you just want advice on what you should wear next week, you can just come out and say it. You know, you don't have to.
Well, no, I'm just wondering how you're going to dress, and then I could go off of that. That's all. Yeah.
Right. So I would say dress the part of how you want to look. I mean, at Radio Row, you know, I would say it's a little more casual. The media availability, people dress up for sure. The party, so this will be, I think, my fourth Super Bowl that I've covered. For the first two, I did try to go to those parties, you know, like the big ones where all the celebrities go to. And you just, you always feel underdressed there, I guess. It was a humbling experience to get into a party like that. But I won't be trying this week. This is a work week this time.
All right. It's a business trip for Elliot and for the Eagles and for all of us. All right, Elliot, let's get to this. Let me ask you the question that we were debating earlier, where you lie on this. So I would say, for the most part, until now, if you say, like, if you had to pick out one person within the football part of things, whether it's coaching, player, front office, the last 20 years, that is the biggest reason why the Eagles have become such a good franchise, I think Andy Reid would have been the answer for most people. He established the culture, the foundation, left Doug behind, Foles, all that. I think Howie's surpassed him now because he's done all this year without, you know, mostly Andy people. I know there's a few players left over, but I think Howie taking two different teams to Super Bowls, he's gone over Reid for me in terms of credit for the last 20 years and what this franchise is. Where do you lie on that?
Yeah, so I understand the people who say Andy. I do, right? Because living in, you know, going through those early 2000 teams, I think he set the foundation in some ways for this franchise. He was the first coach that was really successful under Jeffrey Lurie. So there's an argument for Andy. But I think if you just drop somebody down and explain the history of the Eagles franchise, right, and they knew nothing about it, it would be pretty simple. The guy that constructed one Super Bowl team, the guy that's overseen probably the best stretch in Eagles history, and then a guy that might have another ring in 2 weeks, yeah, that's the most important guy. I mean, what Andy Reid did was awesome, right? I mean, those early 2000 Eagles were amazing to watch. They were extremely successful. They didn't win the Super Bowl, and unfortunately, that has to factor into this. So when eventually Howie has two rings to none for Andy, I don't even think it's close, but even now, I think that even with 1-0, I still think you would put Howie ahead of him.
Elliot, as we look forward to the game itself and where the Eagles are at, are you surprised at the betting line out there and the way this thing is flipped around? I mean, the Eagles they're the favorite. I mean, they're the favorite over an all-time great quarterback. And you go through the history of the Super Bowl, that doesn't happen very often where, you know, guys that are obviously all-timers like Mahomes already has become, they're not usually underdogs in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I was looking it up today. Mahomes has never been an underdog in the playoffs. So this is a new territory for him. And, you know, as great as Jalen has been this year, and I certainly think Nick deserves Coach of the Year consideration, I think he probably should have been a finalist, you can make the argument that Chiefs have the better quarterback head coach duo heading into this game. So for the Eagles, to be a favorite, it is somewhat surprising, but you know, they've earned it as well, right? I mean, they were dominant in their two playoff games. They've been dominant in the majority of games that they've played this year. I am surprised to a certain degree of their favorites, but we'll also see how this plays out. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if by the time kickoff came, if it was a pick 'em or if the Chiefs, you know, creep ahead by 1 point. But it did surprise me when the initial line came out.
Elliot, any concern over the offense after Sunday? I do think the context is necessary. The Niners were one of the top two or three defenses in the league all year. I mean, that's a great defense. Right. And the game was kind of weird in that I think the Eagles realized pretty early they didn't have to take any chances. As long as they didn't turn it over, they weren't going to lose. But that being said, the offense had one of their worst days of the year moving the ball. It was just a slog for a lot of that game. Any concern about the offense and Jalen Hurts heading into the Super Bowl?
So my concern wouldn't be off of that game. I mean, if you think about these playoffs so far, the Eagles basically haven't had to play in the second half of both games. And even with as good as the 49ers defense is, they still put up 21 points in the first half. So it wasn't, you know, like they were up 7-0 and turned it off. I mean, they were on pace for 42 points against that 49ers defense. So I didn't have any concerns really about the offense coming out of that game. I think Jalen did what he had to do, which is be smart with the ball and kill time in the second half. And they did that very well. Now, my concern with offense would be it's been a while now until they've put together like a real dominating, you know, first quarter to the end of the game offensive performance, right? You think about that stretch, Tennessee, the Giants and Packers. That was probably the last time we've seen them really kind of click on all cylinders for four quarters. And going against this Kansas City Chiefs offense, they're going to have to do that. I mean, I'm sure we'll talk about the game a little bit more and certainly a ton more before they actually kick off. But this Chiefs offense might be better than the Eagles offense. And there's not many teams you can say that about in the NFL. So if this is going to be a shootout, if it has to be another 41-33 type of win, do I have confidence that the offense can do that? I don't know, right? I mean, they haven't played well in a while. So I think that's the biggest question going into the game. Can they win a shootout against the Chiefs?
Yeah, and they might need to against a quarterback that good. We're talking to Elliot Shore-Parks here. Elliot, I saw you and James on a Go Birds episode. We're talking about the meaning of this one, if they do pull this off compared to 2017. And I saw a clip of it, and I was watching for a little bit. And my first thought going in before I listened to you guys was like, no way, right? Like, nothing compares to the first one. But when I think about it, I mean, I do think if they get this one, a second Super Bowl really legitimizes the whole franchise as not just, like, it's a different realm. Like, there's a couple, there's teams that have won, but if you have two or more and you're always successful, like, the Eagles will start being talked about with the other great franchise in the NFL. What do you think? Because I'm sure a lot of people just reflexively say 2017 is more meaningful.
Yeah, and, you know, you get, again, that's a fine answer, right? It was the first Super Bowl. It was an amazing run. The way they won it was one of the best Super Bowl games ever, right? But I also think that in any sport, right, and with any team, the championships that are remembered the most, the ones that are talked about the most, the ones that people bring up and all that, those are the ones won by great players. Those are the ones that are won by the best in the history of the franchise. I mean, if Iverson would have won a title in 01, if McNabb would have won that title in 04, they would be viewed as a, you know, the favorite titles in the city's history to a certain degree, just because those were iconic franchise great players. Nick Foles winning the Super Bowl in 2017 was an unbelievable run, and it was awesome to watch. But at the end of the day, Foles wasn't even the starter next year, right? I mean, that team didn't really have – it had clearly some great players on it, but Foles is not, like, the best quarterback in franchise history. There is a chance that if Jalen Hurts wins this Super Bowl – it's not going to be many years. I mean, you've already written about it, until he is the best quarterback in franchise history. So while 17 was an emotional Super Bowl and it was awesome, I think this one both validates it, but it also checks the biggest box for a great championship, which is it'll be won by one of the greatest players in franchise history. And so I think that could end up making it more special.
Yeah, and it could be the one that it kind of pushes them forward with him to a new amazing era of Eagles football. Elliot, injury-wise, the only thing I guess that there's any worry about is Dickerson, but that sounds like it's not that bad.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to have all 22 starters yet again. I mean, I think the longer Landon Dickerson is here, we're going to learn two things about him, which is one, he's a great guard, but two, he comes out of what it feels like almost every game for a snap or two with something that's bothering him. So, you know, the Eagles released a practice report today. I believe he was listed as limited or did not practice, but it was a walkthrough, and the game's a while away. So I wouldn't worry about it. I think they're going to have all 22 starters for the Super Bowl.
How close are we to putting Hassan Reddick at the top, or near the top at least, of lists of the greatest Eagles free agent signings ever? I mean, you go back and you kind of look at some of the names. Runyon obviously was a great one. Troy Vincent. I mean, they've had some great ones. Malcolm. But, I mean, man, this year by Reddick is as good as any season we've ever seen a pass rusher have around here since Reggie White.
Well, and think about how much that's changed since the start of the season. When you think about how A.J. Brown started the year, you know, obviously he wasn't a free agent signing, but he was an acquisition in the offseason. The idea that Hassan could have passed him would have been crazy. But now you look at what he's done, and not just what he's done all year, but what he's done in the biggest games. I mean, if you look since December started, when, you know, the games really started to matter, he's been unbelievable. I think he has like 11 and a half sacks, 3 forced fumbles. What is he up to now? Like 18 and a half sacks in 20 games or something like that. I mean, I always thought one of the greatest stats in Eagles history is Reggie White having as many sacks as games played for this franchise. Hassan Reddick clearly hasn't done it as long, but he's almost doing it this year, right? So just in terms of the impact that he's made this year, it isn't just that he gets to the quarterback. It's that when he's there, he makes plays. He finishes the job. He knocks the ball out. And these other great pass rushers that people talk about, Micah Parsons, Nick Bosa, they did not have a strong end to the year. They did not make plays in the playoffs. Hassan Reddick has been an impact player for this team when they really needed him. And I just know in terms of my time covering the team and, you know, recent Eagles history, I can't think of an edge rusher that's had more of an impact than Hassan Reddick has.
All right, Elliot, let's end with this. Kenny Gainwell, the performance so far in the playoffs and his usage, if you had a guess, is this just more because they're up in these games and it's just the way the games have gone? Or are we seeing a little change in the guard here? Like, is he and Miles closer to 1 and 1A than ever during the season?
So I wouldn't call it a changing of the guard. I do think it has a little bit to do with the score, and they want to get Miles out. I mean, Miles is wearing a knee brace at the end of the year. I think he's mostly healthy, but I think, you know, it's also something he's still somewhat dealing with. I think in close games, you know, if this Chiefs game, and I would be very, very surprised if the Eagles blew out the Chiefs, I think you'll see Miles Sanders be the pretty clear-cut number one. Kenny Gainwell is going to touch the ball, but ultimately I still think Miles is their go-to back. So Kenny's been unbelievable. I mean, if you remember back at the trade deadline, we all thought the main need, or, you know, most of us thought, was a top backup running back. And Kenny, you know, to his credit in the playoffs when called upon, has been really good. But I still think Miles is the guy.
Yeah, and he'll probably be in the Super Bowl. Elliot, I appreciate you hopping on. Have a safe flight, and I'll see you next week in Arizona.
Yep, sounds good. I can't wait.
See there he goes. Elliot Shore Parks joining us there. Next time I see him, we'll be out in Phoenix, Arizona, where he'll be wearing something nice. And I probably will just be wearing what I normally wear.
You going to be wearing shorts out there?
Shorts feels a little aggressive for February. I mean, I understand I'm in Arizona, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I've ever traveled to a place where the temperature is different than where I came from. Like, for example, I've been to Hawaii, right? So I've been to a beautiful climate, but I went in July, so it's like
it wasn't much different than what you were used to wearing.
Right. I was wearing shorts on the plane. I was going to wear shorts when I got off. I've never had one of those drastic travel switches, and I guess this counts, right? It'll be 70-something when I get there, and it will be like, I don't know, 25 when I leave or 30 when I leave. That's pretty drastic. I don't know. Shorts feels aggressive.
I mean, is it unprofessional to wear shorts on Radio Row?
I don't know.